Friday on the program, we met Ricky Robin, a shrimp boat captain in Louisiana's St. Bernard Parish, that's east of New Orleans. He rode out Katrina on his trawler, the Lil Rick, and now he's also riding out Gustav on that same boat. He's lashed down in the Violet Canal. There are a number of protective levees nearby. He says there are about 100 boats in the canal right now. He's one of just 4 captains who stayed. Ricky Robin can see his house from his boat. I checked in with him twice today, first just before 10 in the morning Central Time. Ricky, tell me what you see off the boat.
Oh, what I'm seeing is a lot of wind coming out the east, and some tornadoes passed through, knocked my trees down in my yard over here.
You saw tornadoes coming through?
Yes, ma'am, and now I'm about ready to go get my dogs out of my house and put my car, truck on a levee.
Get your dog, get your truck, yes. And then what, go back on the boat?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the Violet Canal, the same place we rode Katrina. Now, we're behind the locking system, but we're going to have, if it keeps rising like it's rising, the way this wind's blowing, I mean, it's blowing real hard, it's going to push more water into the west, which goes into the night ward, and then comes back and floods St. Bernard. And that's what I'm worried about.
You know, Ricky, I know your wife is evacuated with her family going up to Tennessee, and she told me that she's worried sick about you on that. But why are you staying on the Lil Rick? Why not just take off?
Well, for one thing, if I lose my boat, I lose my livelihood, and the captain don't leave the ship. Wow. That, wow. You hear that wind? You're inside the cabin.
You just got a gust?
I mean, a heck of a gust.
Did it move the boat?
Oh, yes, indeed. She leaned me over.
And you're on a 70-ton boat, right?
Yes. Yep. One little boat broke loose. Talking about boats breaking loose, one just broke loose.
Oh, really? What's going on?
It's gone down the bayou. He'll probably smash up against some other boat over there. That's what's going to happen with him.
Ricky, what are you doing for food?
Oh, I got shrimp on a boat, fish. My generator, I'm just like I'm on a trip working. I'm just tied down to the wharf.
Are you cooking right now?
Yes, I'm cooking some gumbo. I have some salty oysters I put in there, and some fresh crabs, fresh shrimp, some okra. Father gave it to me before the water goes over his garden, so. And I got a pot here. I don't know how many people I'm going to draw, but I figure if I cook a good pot today and put it in the refrigerator tonight, by tomorrow, I'm going to have the National Guard around here. I'm going to have a lot of people eating here tomorrow. That's my plan.
Well, Ricky, we're going to check in with you a little bit later on.
Yes, ma'am. You do that.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So about 5 hours later, I checked in with Ricky again after the brunt of the storm had passed. When we talked to you this morning, Ricky, you had described a boat that had just gotten torn loose from being lashed down. Any of that going on now, or are things quieting down?
They got quite a few boats done, got broke loose and went elsewhere. I don't see none sunken yet, but a lot of ropes got popped, and I'm glad that it's all what happened around it, because it could be a lot worse, and it's not over yet. We still experience a lot of water on the outside, you know, and these levees are holding it back, but I don't trust the levees.
Now, when we talked this morning, you said you were going to try to go by your house. Did you get there?
Yeah, I got there and got back, and it's back on the boat. You know, I don't have no electric at the house, so we up on the boat. Got a lot of things flying around out here.
Ricky, do you figure most of the people living around you in St. Bernard Parish took off? They didn't stick around?
At least 95% of all the people evacuated from all the parishes.
Because 3 years ago during Katrina, you were rescuing people. You were bringing them onto your boat for safety. That's not the case this time.
No. The only thing I'll bring on my boat for safety now is the animals.
You have animals on your boat?
Yes, I sure do. Got my cats and my dogs.
How many?
Three cats and 2 dogs. I got them on there for the night. I'll bring them back home tomorrow, the cats, you know. The dogs will stay.
Is it frightening for you, Ricky?
No, not frightened at all. It was this morning when about daylight, when all that weather come through and I was on that boat. It was more like depressing, you know, to bring back a hurricane within 3 years, you know. Like I was catching flashbacks until I drank a pot of coffee and then I was okay.
And how do you feel now?
I'm all right. It's going the other way.
Well, it's good to hear you sounding good, Ricky. Thanks so much.
Oh, yes, indeed. And yourself.
You take good care.
Yes, please.
That's Ricky Robin on board the Lil Rick in Violet Canal in St. Bernard Parish.